With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
I'll tell you, there's many big twists and turns coming off all the news today in Washington. But maybe the biggest is, did you see the size of the print President Trump had in his remarks about what's going on with the impeachment scandal? I didn't ask for... My God, those words! Like, I know that I have trouble seeing things, but my God!
See, I think it was a strategy knowing it would be seen.
I would hope so.
Well, no, as opposed to the small writing,
right. Oh, sure.
Invisible ink, whatever. It's like, no. You want to take a photo of this? Here. That's look where his hand is.
I don't know that you need those notes, though. Okay, I didn't ask for anything. I mean, can you imagine reading a book like that? That book would be like 57 million pages. It's like 8 words on a page.
Would be like Jimmy Fallon's Dada book.
Well, but that's it. Do I get paid by the page? Am I Dickens?
Dada moo.
I'm just ripping
Dada
through this
ba.
Book. That was insane. I mean, I know that I want bigger keypad to hit buttons on my phone because, you know, my fat fingers and stuff and
I'm getting
older. But I mean, that writing by those words were like, that font was like 28.
Yeah.
For
each one
of those written remarks.
Well, I mean, you also want to make sure you don't forget anything important. It's a good prompt. I mean, forget the teleprompter. You got the big script right in front of you.
Set DVR for Masked Singer.
Then if
take it off,
but if that doesn't
take
get,
it off,
but if that doesn't
take
get shredded, that's a piece of memorabilia that'll be worth thousands.
Oh, true. Yes,
that absolutely. Piece
yeah,
of
you
paper.
Can find that piece of paper. Yes, anything that becomes a meme like that is worth thousands
and
thousands
legendary.
Of dollars.
print was so big. Oh, my goodness. That was huge.
Now I'm a little frightened, though, at the reading level of Frostburg. Oof. That kind of took me into a whole other
way. We know what books Frostburg reads now.
Well, I know what to get him for the holiday.
Well, they
holiday,
said third holiday. Grade level, right? You know what else was big?
What's that, buddy?
The needle they keep testing Le'Veon Bell with.
Oh, hey, you know what?
As long as they keep don't keep bringing the same one. I mean, yeah, that's true. Problems.
Don't worry, Le'Veon. We brought the same needle we've tested you with the last five times. Whoa, where'd you get that? Oh, I found it at the beach. Don't worry. It's fine. I'll pick it up.
Found it on the floor in downtown LA.
It's fine. I put alcohol on it. Everything is good. What are you so worried about? Come on. We'll get to Le'Veon Bell and Needlegate. I guess you can say that coming up in a few minutes because, boy, was he upset on social media today.
Jets maybe, can't have nice things,
maybe
buddy.
He's just upset he's a Jet, but that could be it.
We'll get into that story because there's look, I've been writing punchlines for that one all day.
Yeah. But tonight is a huge week. We got a lot of big NFL to get to, obviously, with Le'Veon Bell, other stories, Miles Garrett's appeal. But tonight is a huge night in the NBA. Huge
night.
Night in the NBA.
Huge.
As we get set for the Celtics and the Clippers. Why? Because tonight, for the first time in the 2019-2020 season, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George will play together on the same court, on the same team, for the Clippers.
How about that? If you go right now, like right now, the sound of my voice, if you can get to Staples Center, you can get in for $17. How about that?
Really?
Last minute, desperation. Just get rid of them.
$17
each if you want to go sit in the 312.
Okay.
Row 6. $15.
All right. 15. All right.
15. That just popped up. How about that?
It is Clippers. No, it's street lights over spotlights.
But that's the question. Street light people. But I mean, this is a big deal because we've seen load management. Mm-hmm. The question of Kawhi Leonard, how much is load management versus a true injury right now? And with the Lakers having the start they have, all of the billboards in the world ain't adding up to much right now. You're just a lot of question marks.
You know, and think about this for a second, just to realize what this means with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George playing together. Are they finally being rushed into the lineup together? It certainly seems that way. Mm-hmm. You know, with Kawhi Leonard sitting out the last couple of games, but now he's coming back. Because what are the Clippers slowly seeing over the course of the first 15 games? Look, they won the offseason, and in the end, their team may wind up being better than the Lakers. And I firmly believe still, with the glitz and glam of the Lakers and everything we're seeing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, that as long as they stay healthy, the Clippers are the better team. They're the deeper team. But what are they seeing right now? They're 9-5. It's a nice start. But, you know, it's not what they expected because Kawhi's had some load management issues and sitting out games. Paul George hasn't played. Now he's just starting to play.
Right. He wasn't ready for the start of the season.
It's not like the Clippers start 5-10 and they have a lot of work to do. No, they're in a fine spot in the standings in the Western Conference. But what are they doing overall? They are losing ground in a big way to the team they said, we are going to own this town this year. You know, the Lakers have LeBron. Look, all like I said, the streetlights over spotlights, the grit over glam. That's the entire message.
You've been reading the billboards
that
again.
The Clippers. Well, driving into work, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you just have to sit there because you're going to read them for 15 minutes.
But that's been the message that the Clippers have tried to push is grit over glam, streetlights over spotlights, team over individual. And that's a great campaign, except that's not going to work in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a town built for stars. It's why Moneyball didn't work for the Dodgers, because the Dodgers are glitz and glamour. And it's not, wait a minute, now we're trying to do Moneyball in L.A.? No, wait, we're gonna make sure we get that team sold to the right people and we're going to move on. You need star power. Certain cities, you need star power. And New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, Miami, Dallas, you can't win without star power. Certain places you can win where you're saying, hey, these are lunch pail guys, put their heads down, and they do it. And not that Kawhi's a lunch pail guy, but certainly of all the big superstars in the NBA, he's the most anonymous, keep-to-himself kind of guy. When you try to sell grit over glam, I can see where you think that would work. I mean, I remember watching the Kings try to sell serious hockey over the Mighty Ducks 15 right. years ago, and what happened? The Kings' popularity got blitzed because the Ducks were fun, they were young, there was the movie, they were winning games, they were up and down the ice. Well, we can't sell serious hockey, we need to sell stars. We need to sell something bigger than just we're putting out a good product. And what the Clippers are seeing now is that, okay, we lose to Glam, especially when Glam wins. I mean, if Glam was 7-7, they could continue on with this, but now, wait a minute, Glam is
12-2. Hang on a second. Glam could be 20-2 pretty soon. And then it's going to, you know what? The Lakers are going to own the town. The Clippers are going to be number two. No matter what you think was going to happen, here's where the reality is. It's always been a Laker town. You thought it was going to change, but Glam is now beating grit.
But in the end, it's great fodder on billboards, and the slogans are awesome, and whoever they hired as an ad campaign or whoever it was in-house are great. You went and got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The whole grit and whatever else. Yes, they like to play defense. Fine. They're still superstars. They're still two of the top 10 players in the game. So that's out the window. You're matching fire with fire. I mean, it's stars versus stars. Mm-hmm. So the slogan doesn't work. Right?
But the thing is, Kawhi and Paul George aren't LeBron James and Anthony Davis, where it's, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me all the time.
No, but they're still stars.
Right. They're still really real. They're terrific players, but they're stars that it's not, you don't see Kawhi everywhere. You don't worry about Kawhi being in Space Jam.
No. He might be, though. Put a picture
of... Stop trying to make Lou Williams happen as a star. He is a really good
sixth man of
the year.
But he's a gritty guy. He's a sixth man who comes in and does the dirty work.
But
he's
a star on the Knicks. He's a star. Hey, any of these guys are stars on the Knicks.
Wow, they're
oh, he's a superstar on the Knicks.
That's, if you're forced to take an all-star from each team, he's the guy. Year in, year out, no matter what.
The Knicks would look to start game 6 minutes in so they could bring Lou Williams off the bench right away.
There you go.
Listen, we'll just start 6 minutes in. Why don't you put him in the starting lineup? No, it doesn't work that way.
Well, so long as he's the first man off the bench, he still can win the award. We want to keep him eligible.
But look, Kawhi Leonard doesn't make headlines unless it's something on the court, which is awesome, right? It's awesome that we talk about a guy making headlines on the court.
Other than when he left and when he was fighting with the Spurs.
Right, but that doesn't sell. What sells is drama. What sells are superstardom. What sells are accessible superstars. And Paul George makes a decent share of headlines, but he's always been, hey, I'm comfortable being the number two guy. Kawhi Leonard is the unassuming number one guy. LeBron James is the biggest basketball icon and maybe biggest sports icon in the world. Anthony Davis, all he did was get headlines for the past 6 to 8 months being the best big man in the NBA. And now they're together, and now the star power is happening, and Clutch Sports is taking over the world, and Rich Paul is in every other conversation. Grit over glam works sometimes. It's not going to work out here. But if the Clippers come up and start winning games and it becomes, hey, look at where... Okay, then maybe. But right now, you don't have your stars playing together and you're trying to sell this situation that is not working because glam has been better. I mean, however you want to cut it up, glam has been better than grit. Yeah, I give the advantage to glam. They've been better all season long.
Well, but that's it. You got the two guys that are playing. They're playing together. No days off to this point. And LeBron James putting up ridiculous numbers. Every night we've got a new, hey, he's done this. He's the first one to do this. Last night it was the triple-double against every team. So check that box. Anthony Davis comes in trying to push away any notions of being injury-prone or someone who pouts, and so far it's been good. Danny Green hitting big shots. Kyle Kuzma, he's the guy that was the rep at the, he's the last man standing, right? He's the guy that got the LeBron James touch on the shoulder. You get to stay. The rest of these guys got jettisoned off, and Thanos snapped into the next universe. So now we look at the Clippers. You had a great base. You had a great team, and you tried to go get your firepower, and then, well, Anthony Davis showed up on the other side of town to kind of neutralize some of those moves. But for the Clippers, it's all right, hot start for the Lakers, and doing so with panache, with style, right? Because they're all they do is dunk. It's Lob City Part 2. It's highlights. It's all of these things.
It's and LeBron playing point guard. And
right.
It's
LeBron moving up these charts all over the place. Now look, compare him here, compare him there. For the Clippers, can't get on the court together. And I know it's pacing, it's load management, it's you're playing for June. But you had a shot at least to counterpunch early. Tonight's the first matchup that we get against this Celtics team that's off to the best start in the Eastern Conference. So a little bit of headlines that'll flow out of this. But for Kawhi Leonard, the question is, you know, what's that over-under in terms of games he's going to play? Todd Furman, I reached out to him about a couple of things. One of them that he got back, he would put an over-under on games they play together, George and Kawhi Leonard, at about 48.
Mm, I don't know. Well, you're already talking about your first one. You're talking about your 17 games in.
But that's the point, is that since they are a little behind the eight ball in terms of what the Lakers have gotten out to, that perhaps you don't get as many days off, save those back-to-backs going forward.
Kawhi hit a three to start the game off for the Clippers. They lead the Celtics 3-0. We will, of course, keep you updated on this game throughout the night. But I'll tell you what, can't sell grit over glam, especially when glam's better. Meanwhile, speaking of glam over glam, we saw something tonight we had never seen before in the NBA. It's from the Knicks game.
I know.
No, the Knicks lost. That's something we see every day. Come on.
Well, we saw something. That's why I had to ask if it was that rare victory.
Well, and you would expect if I said this happens for the first time in the NBA, you would say, well, it's going to happen against the Knicks. Yeah, it happened against the Knicks.
Simmons! Yes! He did it! Ben Simmons! Hold the Batman!
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
understand. I understand. Sixers Radio Network. Ben Simmons hits his first three-pointer.
Mazel tov!
Of course it's against the Knicks. Sixers beat the Knicks 109-104. First three-pointer for Ben Simmons of his career.
Knicks, 172nd game.
The only three-point attempt he had of the night.
Well, why would you shoot again?
I mean, maybe now he's done. It was a corner three. He's open, had nobody in front of him, hits it, and now is hoping to walk away going, now that I did it, I never want to have to make one again.
Is that like giving up a historic home run? Now you can sign photos of it because you were the one to give up this three-point shot?
You're the guy rushing the defense?
Nobody had ever given up
this is me. Like, who was the guy? Jim Bashik, right, who gave up Barry Bonds' home run? Yeah, that's me on the mound. I gave
Just
up that home run.
Signing him,
that's
baby.
Me. Yep. Yeah, I'm the guy running out to defend Ben Simmons. But you know what's crazy about this is that this whole no three from Ben Simmons has taken on such mythic proportions. You hear the play-by-play guy making like Ben Simmons finally has a 50-point game after trying, or has a quadruple-double after trying. It's a three when everybody hits threes in the NBA. That's the main part about this is everybody hits them.
Even the big men.
Big men hit them. Everybody does. Why can't you just practice and hit a three? How do you not bring that part to your game? Why is it so difficult?
Well, as part of our journey in the our podcast, Special Teams, that you and I do it each week, you can find it on iTunes. We go back and look at the good, the bad, the ugly teams in history. Maybe you won a title. Maybe you had one hiccup along the way. Maybe you were an abject failure. From pillar to post and some of the great storylines that flow out. One of the data points that we were looking at back when you're in the Lakers beginning of their run going back to 2000, like nobody was shooting three-pointers.
Yeah.
You take your leaders on those teams and compare them to last season in the NBA, and you've got a bunch of centers that had more three-pointers than the best sharpshooter of that time. So everybody's hitting them. Ben Simmons, first in 172 games.
Jason.
Good for you.
Yeah, what's up,
Ben Simmons now has as many three-pointers this season as the Bears kickers.
The Bears.
If you tweet that out, that'll go viral.
That's a real stat.
That'll go viral.
It's pretty good.
Wow, it's better than Eddie Pinheiro. Who knew?
But again, it's coming from a guy representing the Chargers, telling me about kickers.
Not about the Chargers, though.
That's true. Well, he's talking from experience.
Yeah, I would know.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tight shirt, are you high tonight? I mean, just tell me.
No,
just tell me,
man.
Dude. Just tell me, man. I mean, really, your
wait,
songs
who
tonight,
are you?
It's like you're doing theme on radio night.
Yeah, it's going to be all songs about, you know, 420,
remember,
man.
Remember what I told you, man? It's a wave.
It's different show now. We don't have theme nights.
It's a theme night.
He shot up with Le'Veon Bell's needle.
Oh, whoa, with a dirty-ass needle.
Hey, you want some sandwiches?
We'll have more.
I think KFC is still open.
Wait, can I still get the chicken sandwich at Popeyes or no?
You want to get your ass beat?
Whoa. What?
Some dude lost his life for that sandwich.
I haven't had a sandwich yet in a while.
I have not had that sandwich yet. Maybe I'll stand in line for it tomorrow, unless I won't.
Really? Can I go to Popeyes, stand in line for a sandwich?
Do you want to get your ass beat?
Why can't I stand in line for a sandwich?
Have you not seen the lines and how it ends?
I'm not standing there for 45 minutes for a sandwich.
No, that's a long time for a sandwich. That's a long time for a sandwich.
Man,
I try to think, though, what's the longest I would wait in line for something now? And it's as I get older, it's like, you know, I don't have time for it.
Other than theme park stuff, I'm out.
I don't have time for it.
Theme park, I can at least have a conversation with people around me.
Theme park, that's my. Those are the rides I go on. Waiting in line for an hour while my daughter goes and does rides, and I wait in line and I text and go, "Hey, come on, I'm in the front of the line now."
Oh no, you're that jerk.
That's my.
Screw you.
Why?
Yeah, you're holding up the line. Bag.
Why? But what are you talking about?
Most people should be with you the whole time. Okay. Everybody should have to suffer the same.
Okay.
Power of the line, Ryan.
Stop.
No, that's the
Hang
point
on.
Of the
Hang
line.
On.
Is
Hang
that
on.
It's the great equalizer of man.
God. You're upset you never thought about that.
No, I've thought about it, and I thought, that's wrong.
I stay in line. My daughter comes. She goes on the ride in my place. What's wrong with that?
No, it's awful.
How is that awful?
That's bad. That's cheating like
so
the Astros.
So you want my 10-year-old daughter should go and
she should stand in line with you. The whole time. Do you bang on a trash can while you're online, too?
Yeah, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Wow. When did you induct your daughters into the Harmon Army?
Just left, the reality.
Left.
No.
Left, right.
We
left.
All win. We all lose together. We're a team. We're a team, okay? And it is the equalizer of man. I could make $1 million. I can make $20 a week. But the line is the equalizer. If I haven't paid for some special pass off to the side, we're all the same on the same ticket.
Just to let you know what you sound like, I want you to take a deep breath, okay? You sound like a very slow night in cable news when like Chris Cuomo, whatever, has on the outlandish, crazy guest, crazy dad, who will say things that hopefully makes headlines. All right, we don't have anything political today. You know, Trump's on Air Force One. You know,
that's
Democrats
not a hot take.
Democrats
there are many people that would agree with me.
You know, they're
there's a, you know, they're in recess on the hill. What do we got? Well, we got that crazy dad that thinks that kids should stand in line for all rights. Oh, get him up. Get that guy
Who's
on.
Who's that bald guy making fun. Out online?
Let's have fun with that guy tonight. He's going to stand up for all dads.
No, the ride is earned.
No, okay.
The ride is earned by being in the line. And you can actually hang out and talk to your daughter during that hour.
So that's what you want to do.
Have some quality time.
Know, hey, I know I brought you to this amusement park where there's all these great rides, but how about you just stay in line with me instead of going to have fun? How does that sound?
I would like to think that hanging out with you has some value.
It is, but I
and you basically just
it is.
You basically just said my daughter doesn't want to stand with me for that hour.
She went that hour. She'd rather go on lines. She'd rather.
That's just too bad.
She'd rather go on rides. Really? So you take your daughters to Disneyland, and they go, "No, Dad, we don't want to do all the fun stuff. We want to stay with you."
They actually do want to hang out with me, believe it or not.
Do you just find the longest line to stand?
No, but it's also. I mean, how many times do you have a bunch of dirt bags?
4.5 hours. No, let's get on this
but
line.
How many times do you have a bunch of dirt bags where there's two of them standing in line, and all of a sudden six jackasses show up in the last
second?
That's
different than what I
no,
said.
No, it's the same thing.
How is this? No, you just called someone dirt bags and jackass.
I want to know really what Harmon thinks of the single riders line. There is a designated single rider line because for some reason they build it to fit three
instead
of four. No, but that's
so single riders. Okay,
but that's part.
What if I was on the single rider line and Zoe came and took my spot, is that no good?
So if it's 1-to-1, sure.
What happened to you at Disneyland that hurt you so bad?
Absolutely nothing.
What happened that hurt you so bad?
No.
What happened?
I just think that the line ride is the equalizer.
What happened on Space Mountain?
I can't speak of it. I signed an NDA.
What happened?
Well, it is in the dark. It's in the dark. And I don't care to get into that deep part of my life right now.
What happened to Mike Harmon at Disneyland changed him forever.
Was behind the microphone.
Are you okay?
You know, Jay, you could be onto something, though. Oh. Starting like an app where you wait in line for people in Disneyland, and then you text them 5 minutes before.
No, there were already a whole big scam of people that would like, hey, you know what? I have a handicap placard, so let me take
That's
you around
savage.
Disney. And you paid them like $50 an hour to do that.
Now
they had to crack down on all of that because you basically had people leading tours of 10 folks getting them to the front of the line.
Here's what I want to do now. I want to go to Disneyland on the same day Harmon goes, right? Not tell him. Follow him around the park.
Just
get
to cut his ass on line.
And then one of my friends that he doesn't know is going to get in line right in front of him. Right in front of him. And then as soon as we get to the front, then all of us are going to come and get right in front of him and stand.
There's
gonna be 12 of us who are going to get in line. We're going to get on the ride, get off, and then the person's going to announce, sorry, this ride is closed for maintenance. Just want to sit here. We have no idea when the ride is going to be open again.
Well, you have that kind of clout. I mean, you live next to J.J. Abrams and all your big shot Hollywood people. You could make that happen.
But he spoiled Star Wars, so
I don't
think he's allowed back.
Hey, Harmon, what are you doing here? Hey, we're just going to jump in front of you on a ride, okay? All right, great.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
No,
I think we'd go viral for other reasons.
You'd get kicked in the head with a cap.
Mike Harmon, Disneyland hero. Kids, you want to go with Mike? You're going to wait in line with him all day long. Dad, I don't want to go on. It's a S'more World. Yeah, but it's a 2.5 hour line, and we got to talk about school.
I don't seek out the line.
To infinity and beyond.
I don't seek out the line, but if they're part of the experience. You know what? Good things come to those who wait, and you appreciate it more after you've sweated and listened to the inane conversations around you for 20 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it might be.
Hang on. I just got a text from Maddie. Your daughter said she's calling child services. All right,
No, my daughter would agree.
Just so you know. No, she's not.
She's on my side with
this.
She's
sending.
I can tell you that right now. Eleanor might go the other way and throw me under the bus. Madeline, though.
So you've already pitted your kids against each other and you.
Well, look, eventually as they get to the teenage years, they're going to be against us anyway. In case your friends haven't already told you this, there's going to be a period of no matter how well you do, they're going to hate you. So Harmon's lots of hugging from Toy Story 3.
I smell like strawberries too. Mike Harmon, Disneyland Kardashian. Let's watch the show on Fox. What are we even going to talk about?
Putting all the toys in jail.
We're going to talk about Things That You Hate, starring Tom Brady. And he takes the key and swallows it so nobody can get in and get the toys out of jail.
Not a bad move.
Okay. All right, Buzz Lightyear, you patrol the line.
Buzz Lightyear sucked. He's fired.
Okay. It was a Tool.
Gather. Yeah, no, I was a Woody guy. Woody was better than Buzz Lightyear.
Same.
Yeah, but Buzz was, you know,
especially after 10.
Woody was grit over glamour.
He had one-liners too.
He did. Oh. He did. You know, Buzz
was. There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my
boot. It's not a snake, baby.
Whoa, not yet, Frostburg.
All right. Pre-show has begun.
Frostburg just turned Toy Story into an adult film.
You don't think there's a parody out there?
Hey,
they call it Toy Story.
Hey, where's Woody and Bo Peep?
Hey, Sally.
Where did Bo Peep go? I can't find Bo Peep. All right.
Pull my cord, baby.
Coming up next.
Yes!
Want to see how to tie a cowboy knot?
We have...
That's conversation. That's real talk.
We have a story involving Tom Brady that is not anywhere near this topic of conversation.
I'll take you to infinity and beyond.
But I was waiting for that line. That's the number one line. And you put the wings on. Show it.
Exactly.
Hey,
the wings.
Watch. I can fly. Watch me jump off. I'm going to jump off the top of the banister, and I'm going to fly through the house.
You want to take a ride on my rocket ship?
You know what? You're going to do. I'm going to go. I think the Uber is still outside. No. Wait. No, just let me watch me. I can fly. Trust me. Watch me. I can fly. You know, I got to get up early tomorrow for work. This is a bad idea. Why don't you just call me? Let me just make sure I block your number. But yeah, why don't you just call me? All right, great. Thanks.
You think Pizza Planet plays games?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing! I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
people like glam, especially in Los Angeles, which is a town of stars.
That's right.
This is not, you know, it's not Green Bay. You know, it's this is a town of stars.
Speaking of stars,
we got somebody coming up for us right now. National NBA writer and insider at the Los Angeles Times. From Staples Center at halftime of Celtics Clippers, his desk at the LA Times is actually made of rhinestones. He types on a diamond keyboard, and he sleeps on a pillow full of golden straw. It's Dan Wojcicki. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, guys, I pay people to grit for me.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. My guy.
What's up? That.
Why do it yourself?
No.
You can hire grit.
Yeah. You know, so what you saw in the first, before we get into our conversation, what you saw in the first half so far, first game, seeing Kawhi Leonard, Paul George play together, what were your impressions?
I mean, the first possession of the game was beautiful. All five guys on the offense touch the ball swings around. Celtics defense is scrambling, doesn't know who to guard. Kawhi Leonard gets a wide open three and hits it. And, like, from there, it's been pretty downhill. It's been, I think it's a team that they look like they're trying really hard to figure it out. And generally in a basketball game, but especially a pro basketball game, the team that looks like they're trying, like, if you can see the effort and, like, teams like really locked in on trying to make the extra. It just looks forced right now. That's why the turnovers are so high. It's a really ugly half. But obviously the talent is there. You can see that. And to Boston's credit, they've been really physical and mucked up the game, and the Clippers haven't responded super well to it. That's kind of what I've seen.
We're talking about the Clippers now finally getting Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on the floor together. Yeah. And, it, you know, it's been 15 games in and, you know, selling the grit over glam that, you know, the Clippers are going to try to take over the town. And, you know, our conversation was, the thing is, people like glam here in L.A. I mean, we like glamour. We like the Lakers. We like LeBron going up and down the floor and everything he says and Anthony Davis. It's kind of a hard marketing scheme to try to get through in Los Angeles, a town that loves its stars.
Well, and I think, right, it's targeted, okay? I think there's certainly a chunk of this population right now that is star-enamored, right? And what the Clippers bet is that there are also people that, you know, appreciate sort of blue-collar work ethic, that they're also, like the real people of L.A., like with the quotes around the word real. If you look at the court tonight, I don't know if you were able to see it or not, but sort of etched on the sidelines where they painted the baselines black are like the actual streets of Los Angeles, the map of the city, right? That's sort of, I think, not a very subtle message as to who they want in terms of or what they want their identity to be, who they want people to identify with in the city. I think, like, yeah, I mean, look, if they're talking about trying to win the city, it's a stupid conversation to have to begin with, because you're not going to win the city. You're just not going to do it. If you're trying to talk about, like, can we carve out an actual identity? Can we, you know, can we have a spot in the city that's different than just not the Lakers? I don't hate it. I think last year's Clipper team was, like, incredibly likable, and they embodied a lot of this stuff, that a lot of these kind of catchy marketing slogans that you see all over the freeways and on buses here in Los Angeles. Like, this has been, like, a big push by the team to kind of be like, this is who we are. You just have to back that up, you know, especially if you're going to preach authenticity, you're going to preach toughness, and you're going to preach selflessness, you better be all those things. We don't know who these Clippers are yet. We know who we want. The marketing team wants us to think who they are. We just don't know. It's just so early.
So, Dan, reaction of the crowd is you're our man on the scene there tonight, yes. But just covering this team in general. Nervousness through the first 15 about how it plays out health-wise, or the reaction to actually having these two guys on the court together? What's the crowd like?
Have you ever bought, like, a really nice pair of sunglasses? Like, this is, like, how now I feel. Like typically for a long time, like, I would never spend more than, like, $40 on sunglasses. Because, like, and this will tell you exactly everything about me when I tell you what I think, quote, a really nice pair of sunglasses cost. But, like, if you go into, like, the north of $100 for a pair of sunglasses, like, for me, I hate wearing them because I'm afraid I'll break them. I'm afraid I'll scratch them. I'm afraid I'll lose them. So I handle it, like, very delicately. That's sort of what I feel like Clipper fans aren't used to having like this level of
nice things.
Yeah, right. Like it's sort of like here, hold a Fabergé egg for an hour.
Fabergé egg.
I like that. Yeah, now that's culture right there.
Fabergé egg.
You go from talking about hobo wines with Petros and Money to hanging out talking about Fabergé eggs with us. I like that.
Wait. Did you just watch Between Two Ferns the movie? Is that why you gave me the Fabergé eggs line?
I haven't watched it yet.
Ocean's 12?
I've watched to watch it.
Oh, sorry. I spoiled that for you then.
Spoiler. Sorry. Thanks a lot. No point. Let me guess. No. Does he see dead people too? Come on.
Hey, as far as the Lakers go now, are you believing their start? Are they going to need load maintenance?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I believe the start. I mean, I think they've played like with a lot of energy. They've benefited from a little bit of a softer schedule, but I think they've played with tons of energy, tons of intensity. And they look great. I think obviously the big question with the Lakers are is that it's, you know, November and what's going to happen when either LeBron or AD or if either LeBron or AD has to miss significant time. Do they have enough depth? They've handled some of these other things well, you know, like they handled sort of Rondo not being around. They survived that. Avery Bradley's down now. They've done a good job when it's been one or two guys. We'll see, though, if it's one of the, like, the big guys. To me, the thing with the Lakers is, like, I just look at those two guys and I just wonder if anything else matters, right? That for as good as Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are together, for as good as James Harden is or Giannis Antetokounmpo, that LeBron and Anthony Davis might just be so good that almost nothing else matters, and that their greatness will just outshine everybody else, and it brings up everybody else with them. I think we've seen a lot of that. They've been better defensively than I thought they would be early in the season, guys. I think they've competed really well on that end. You know, about as good of a start as you could hope for if you're a Laker fan.
He is heading back to the streetlights, not the spotlights. He is Dan Wojcicki. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wojcicki Sports, national NBA writer for the LA Times. And again, rhinestones at his desk at the Times.
I'm taking a pearl encrusted chariot back to my brother's season.
Well
Take
done,
it easy,
brother.
Dan. We'll talk to you, buddy.
Be good.
All right, bye, guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Big night in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors middle finger revenge tour continuing on. Luka Doncic with a triple-double in just 8 minutes. All right, not 8 minutes, but...
Seemingly.
25 minutes as the Mavericks roll over the Golden State Warriors, 196-32. It was a very difficult game. Mm-hmm. I did not
very difficult to watch on national television would be the proper way to describe that.
It was. Can we dump out of the game? Serious. Can we dump out of the game?
We got something else somewhere.
142-94, and this game was over in the first quarter when the Warriors got outscored 44-18. Really, they're walking around going, man, it really must not have been fun for these other teams the past 5 years. Boy. I wish somebody had told me that.
Here's the thing.
This is
most of the guys that are playing in those jerseys now weren't playing in those jerseys.
Oh, that's true.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
They don't know the highs.
Okay, sorry. Let me go back. So Steve Kerr is walking around telling players on the team, boy, it must not have been fun for those other teams in the past 5 years. That was something.
And in the back of his head, he's going, man, we had a really good run.
Yeah.
This is going to be a crap year.
Yeah. But all you got to do, just get through this year. And then Steph comes back. Klay Thompson comes back. You're going to get a great draft pick. You're going to lure another star to come play at Golden State because that's how it's going to work. You just have to get through this one craptastic year if you're the Warriors, and you'll be back.
Well, it's like dying in Jumanji. Right?
Spoiler.
If you haven't seen the first one by now, you suck. Then you don't care.
Who is Jumanji?
All right, obviously part two comes out, but you die and then you wait a second for things to reboot,
blah, blah, blah,
and away you go.
Blah, 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 blah,
that's
blah,
the Warriors. They're going to have their second life here in no time flat.
Blah, 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 blah. They're watching the lines disappear off their arms.
Why is my tattoo disappearing?
So that was part of the night. Ben Simmons' first three-pointer of his NBA career.
How about that?
Was also part of the night, of course, against the Knicks. If it's against the Knicks, does it really count? I mean, does it really count if it's against the Knicks?
When you go 171 games before you finally make one, yeah, I think it counts.
But it was the Knicks.
No, that's
but
okay.
But it was the Knicks.
I know, I get it. They're still in the league. They haven't been bumped yet. They haven't been relegated yet.
But the game of the night, just finished moments ago at Staples Center. The Clippers beat the Celtics in overtime, 107-104. And in the Clippers win, you could see what could wind up hurting them and could be their Achilles heel when the games get important. One of those things to think about and file away for a while and use tomorrow at work, wherever you are with your friends, because you will sound a lot smarter. The end of the game tonight, the Clippers come back when it looks like this was just going to be a night where they could never get over on the Celtics. The Celtics had a 7-10-point lead most of the night. They had a 7-point lead with 2 minutes left to go. And then what happens? Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, not Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, playing their first game of the year together, which was the big reason this is the marquee game of the night. It was Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams who brought the Clippers back. They turn a 7-point deficit into a 3-point lead. Then after Tatum ties it with a 3 with seconds left to go, the Clippers have a chance to win the game. And Kawhi Leonard decides to take it all by himself. And here's how it turned out.
CJ on the wing. Comes to Carmelo Anthony. Back and down. Drew Holiday. Wants to get in the paint. Turns. Fades. Puts it up. That's no good. And the rebound by Brandon Ingram.
Oh, you were calling for a miss, Jason. Yeah. So that's all we had.
At least when I heard Melo's name, I knew it was going to be a miss. I said, all right, well, this is going to be a miss.
Yeah, they're not going to give you a made shot.
No.
He didn't make any.
Well, there's not many. They got what was available. How many misses we got? 14. How many makes we got? 4. All right, give me a miss. I'll take it.
Well, yeah, go with the better story, which was a disastrous first game.
So Kawhi Leonard decides, I'm going to take this 3 when we don't need a 3. And with 13 seconds left in the shot clock, I'm going to dribble out the clock and take a 3, and I'm going to pose, and it's going to look pretty, and I'm going to make a 3, and we're going to win by 3, even though we don't need a 3. And what happens? The ball clangs off the rim, and we go to overtime.
Yeah, if you were at the game and you took a picture of him looking pretty on the pose, please send it at Swollen Dome at How About a Fresca.
And then in overtime, well, then the Clippers took over, and they continue to get good production out of Lou Williams and finally out of Paul George, and mostly from Patrick Beverley with 14 points and 16 rebounds as the Clippers outlast the Celtics by 3.
Defended by Jackson. On the far wing, dumps it off underneath for Carmelo Anthony. Spins around, goes up off the glass. It was deflected from behind by Ingram. Melo wanted a foul.
Okay. Walker, left corner 3. It was blocked by Kawhi Leonard. The claw saves the day, and the 2-1-3 connection is 1-0 in Clippers history. The Clippers come away with a victory, 107-104.
Clippers Radio Network on the call. Kawhi Leonard with the defensive play of the game,
that's
blocking
right.
The 3 that could have tied at the end of overtime. And this, like I said, this is something to file away and think about for as the season goes on. Who were the Clippers' best players tonight? At the end of the game, it was Lou Williams in regulation, and it was Patrick Beverley in overtime. Kawhi Leonard took the shot at the end of regulation. It's a superstar play. It's obvious for many teams this is the play that's going to be, but he was not the hot hand. He was 7 out of 20 from the floor. Lou Williams was 27 points in 37 minutes tonight. He was the hot guy from the floor. They did not try to get to Lou Williams. They did not try anything else. You have 4 guys who could take this shot tonight because they were all having big nights. Williams, Kawhi because he's Kawhi, Paul George, Patrick Beverley. All of them could have taken these shots. All of them. But that's a victory for the Celtics when they decide, oh, okay, it's going to be Kawhi taking a 25-footer. Yeah, go ahead. Well, it's one of those games when you're playing in the schoolyard when you go, oh, you want it from there? Take it. And I'll just walk under the rim and wait for the rebound. I'll give you this shot. Take it from right there, and I'll give it to you. And you watch the guy take it and miss, and you get the rebound. I mean, that's a win because you had 4 guys take the shot, but no, we're gonna settle on Kawhi taking that shot. Then you get to the end of overtime, and who was it? Was it Kawhi Leonard? No, it was Patrick Beverley with the big 3. This is going to be a thing because if you are a team that has championship aspirations, like I said, this is something to think about, file, and put away. You only want to have a couple of options at the end of a game. Where's the ball going to go? Right? The ball's going to go A, or B. When the Lakers have the ball is going to be LeBron James, or it's going to be LeBron James driving, and he gives it to Antonio. It goes to Anthony Davis. Doesn't go to Antonio Davis. He hasn't played in the league in a long time.
That would be kind of interesting.
Or Dale Davis.
What about Antonio Daniels?
None of the or Antonio Daniels. What about Anthony Daniels?
Anthony Daniels?
Who is C-3PO.
I am C-3PO.
I wanted to look at my friends.
What about Chase Daniels?
One last time. No, come on. Too soon for Harmon.
What are you doing to me?
That's too soon for Harmon.
Yeah, let's see Tyrod Taylor.
It's too soon.
Too soon for
Harmon.
How dare you?
It's either going to be LeBron. Mainly it'll be LeBron. Could it be Anthony Davis on a drive in a dish? Yes. Once in a while, could it be Kyle Kuzma? Yeah, but you know where it's going to be. And while it does make it a little bit, quote, easier in theory for the defense because they know who's going to take the shot, you have to execute on offense. So when the Lakers know LeBron or Anthony Davis, we're going to run it through LeBron, and that's going to be the best way to go. Okay. But on the Clippers now, you have Kawhi Leonard, who's going to want to take these big shots and who has earned it, but is he that kind of shooter that's always going to make them? He's not. All right? Fourth quarter of the clinching game in the NBA Finals, who was the best player on the floor? Fred VanVleet. He had threes. He did everything. He should have
been the MVP.
NBA Finals MVP.
That's right.
Kawhi Leonard was not that guy. So Lou Williams is that guy. But are you going to give Lou Williams the ball over Kawhi Leonard? Is Paul George going to hit those shots? When's Paul George going to hit a big shot? He's happy being the number two guy. So don't think suddenly Paul George is going to be a guy, I'm going to get my own shot here and I'm going to take it. That's going to be a key for the Clippers when it comes down to when we need a basket, who are we going to get it from? Because there's going to be no pecking order if Kawhi's not having a big night. They don't have a closer when it comes to this is where the ball is going to go. As great as Kawhi Leonard is, doing things that we haven't seen guys do in the NBA for a long time, that's going to be something that can hurt the Clippers. And it's not just the Lakers that have it. Other great teams have that down to a science, too. The teams that win, they know where's the ball going to go at the end. Where's the ball going to go for the Bucks? It's going to go to Giannis, right? Once in a while, we see him drive and dish. Yes, but the ball's going to go there, and it's going to be him with the creativity to try to get it to somewhere else. This is why the Bulls, for so long, with Jordan, he didn't have to take all the shots because he would find the right guy. It was, okay, this play is going to be Michael, and then it's going to be him driving to the lane. What's going to happen is they're going to suck down, and Jordan's going to get, if he has the shot, great. But if not, Steve Kerr, you're wide open for a three. Got it. That's how it's going to go.
No, and that's
good. Is it going to work that way for the Clippers where, hey, Kawhi, you get, that's how the NBA works now. Hey, Kawhi, you take it and just find a good shot. I mean, look, for the Rockets, James Harden's going to take the shot, but then is it going to be Russell Westbrook? Is James Harden going to take it and he's going to take it no matter where he is on the floor? I mean, yes, he is, obviously.
It's all about the Rockets, Betty.
But that's going to be the problem for the Clippers in that they're going to have to figure out the end of games a little bit more than you would think.
Well, who's got the ball in their hands, right? Does it have to be Kawhi? I mean, everybody else dishes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Houston's got its whole thing. Those guys are going to play rock, paper, scissors and flip the ball back and forth to each other as to who gets a last shot. But here in Clipperland, I mean, Beverly goes for 14 and 16. First guy 6-1 or under with that many rebounds in 30 years is the stat that's going around. But there's your guy running the point, right? So creating shots. For Kawhi Leonard, that was his third three-pointer in the fourth quarter from essentially the same spot. He missed them all. So not a shot. I think he was just convinced, all right, I'm going to get the money ball here. This is the end of the rack, and I finally got it measured up, so I'm going to hit this, and it's going to be pretty. The other, and you take it with a little grain of salt, is that, yes, it was important to win this game, but he needed to do the punctuation mark for what this game was supposed to be, right? At least the attempt, the first attempt had to be from Kawhi or from Paul George in terms of making the big shot, announcing their arrival together. Instead, the player of the night's Lou Williams. He's the guy doing the post-game press conferences and stand-ups with Jamie Maggio on the Staples Center floor, right? So you have that rolling. But it'll be curious to see how the ball flows because, you know, Kawhi Leonard's not a drive-and-dish guy.
No.
I mean, that's just not his game. So the curiosity of do you have to go out into the market and go find yourself another guard? Do you have to go find yourself another guy to work off on the wing? You certainly need more big help when it comes down to later on in the year. When
should
you
have signed Melo. They should have signed Melo. Would have been all. I couldn't even do that.
He could stand
on
the wing.
I couldn't do that, buddy.
Well, I mean, if all he has to do. Look, you got enough defense between George and and Kawhi and Beverly and all these guys that, well, even though they say he's a ghost in that way and he's really not playing defense, he's just running around, that maybe that Melo could have gone there and just stood around. The other four guys play enough defense that I could just stand by and be a bystander, Steph Curry. And then you can you can roll through that as you go. But there's still some flaws and some situational things that need to be examined here, even if they get the win tonight.
Yeah, they got to figure out the end of games. That's the thing for the Clippers. Now, obviously, playing together is going to help, but that's the one thing.
That on the long road begins with that first step back, first game.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.